We got a special guest joining us on the phone here today. Haven't talked to you in a while. Scott Cormier from Hilltop in Escanaba and semi-professional bass fisherman. Hey, how you been?
I'm doing good, Adam. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent, and I wanted to get a hold of you specifically because we've had kind of a lull, according to a lot of bass fishermen, especially on Little Bay to Knock in the rivers. It seems like things have started to pick up again for bass fishing. Maybe there's just more people chasing them now. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, actually, you know, we do have to go through that transition stage where the fish come off the beds. They get in that post-spawn funk where the females will go out and suspend, you know, kind of get ready to feed up, just get over the rigors of spawning. And then, obviously, the small males are guarding the balls of fry around everything, so they're pretty much preoccupied. You'll still catch a few fish here and there, but now the fish have started getting away from their fry. They're starting to feed again. The females are feeding again. So, yeah, the fish are starting to get in their summer haunts offshore out here in the bay. That type of stuff on the reefs and everything. And in the lakes have been doing very, very well. I talked to some people that were over on lakes around Iron Mountain the other day, Lake Antoine, Badwater area. You know, they had a few tournaments over there this weekend, you know, 15, 16 pounds for five fish. So a three-pound average, which is good on an in-the-lake this time of year. So they're starting to definitely pick up.
Well, before we get into baits and tactics and how you should be fishing them, let's talk about locations of bass right now. Are the males and females intermixed again?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start seeing some of the offshore schooling activity take place, especially on the smallmouth. The largemouth, they're still kind of separated a little bit, I think. I fished a tournament down in Wisconsin over the weekend. We were fishing mostly very shallow stuff, still fishing around the boat docks, real heavy weed growth, punching inside some lily pads and such like that, and still catching mostly smaller fish. And some of the bigger females are just starting to now show up on the deep weed lines, offshore structure, that type of stuff. Now, up here, you know, you can still catch a lot of fish shallow. You can still catch a lot of fish off the weed beds that are shallow, a lot of the wood cover that's, you know, what I call hard cover, the woods, the rocks, docks, you know, that type of stuff, where fish are relating to single pieces of structure, especially, like, on the Marquette Lakes. You know, I was just up here last week. I had Great Lakes Fisherman's Digest up. We filmed a show on a couple of the Marquette Lakes. Man, had a great time. I mean, we caught lots of big fish.
So you had Great Lakes Fisherman's Digest doing some filming, were you?
Yes, yeah, we came up and filmed. He usually comes up and fills a couple shows every year with me, and we usually try to do a largemouth show on some of the inland lakes up by you guys, and then I'll usually take him out here in the lake for smallmouth in the fall.
Well, Scott, I'd really like to hear what baits were working, what presentations, tips and tactics that you've been catching fish recently on here in the UP. So can you hang around with us for another outdoor report later this hour?
Absolutely.
We'll get into baits, colors, tactics, and more with Scott Cormier from Hilltop RV in Escanaba. And our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.